he had about a dozen guys, maybe 13 or so, missing Saturday. Is that starting to put any stress on things you can or can't do on practice days?
As far as the number of players missed practice on Saturday, it probably will go down a little bit today. But, no, it doesn't put stress on what we're trying to accomplish. Today we're going to focus on, common concepts that we want to continue to clean up and build off of coming out of the installation phase. But then we'll start our preparation for Pittsburgh on Wednesday. But, no, we're going to have another full practice just hitting the targets that we feel we need to hit as a staff as far as the drills and things we want to get done. So,
Mike, what's the plan with Bakhtiari today?
David Bakhtiari, he's going through a treatment program. It's probably going to take a couple more days at least, so David will not practice today.
What's your concern level with him, and do you know how he hurt his?
He's a treatment program that he's going through the next couple days, so something his knee's been bothering him.
So your concern level is not high?
Not today, no. As far as I know.
Is your starting left tackle?
Yeah, and we don't give medical reports in training camp either. He has a knee that he's going to be on a treatment program for at least the next couple of days. That's straight out of the doctor's mouth.
Mike, giving Don Barkley a chance at that left tackle spot, what did you like about using him out there? I know in the past you've used him a lot of spots. I don't remember left tackle at all.
Well, it's good for Donnie. I think anytime you can get reps there, we have other options, but I think you have to really look at where we are. We're entering our second preseason week of training camp. You want to continue to create opportunities for players to increase their value, and you do that by giving guys opportunities, and that's no different for Donnie Barkley. And I know Brian Bulaga can play left tackle. That's something that we practice all the time. But this is an opportunity for players to increase their value.
Mike, Aberderis really impressed Rodgers last year in the offseason and in that first week of camp, and he blows out his knee. Now he's had a concussion since the first day of practice. Just how much of a challenge is his path now because of what he's been through here, and are you going to get to see what he's...
Jared's a very good football player. He's one of those players you can obviously you saw in college, and just the time he's been on the field here, it comes easy to him. It's natural. He's instinctive. His route running, the ability to any perimeter player, whether it's receiver, tight end, to connect in a quarterback in a passing game, he probably did that as quickly as anybody we've had around here. So, injuries are unfortunate. They're part of the game, and this is an injury that's obviously keeping him off the field.
Hey, Mike, we've seen in practice a few times Richard Rodgers make plays, especially down in the red zone. Does it take a little bit to learn how to get yourself open in that area of the field, and how's he done in that? It looks like he's...
Good question. I've always been a big believer, not only just in the red zone, in general. When you're attacking in the passing game, the importance of have big people attacking in the middle of the field. The quickest way to the end zone is through the middle of the field. That's always been a belief of mine, and it's really why we start in a lot of ways with the vertical passing game. So, and Richards is definitely one of those guys. Now, you get down in the red area, it's tighter. The steps and the time clock's faster. So, it is a whole different training, and being a big body, big target, big catching radius, type of individual. That's somewhere where he'll have an opportunity to excel.
Mike, we talk all the time in the offseason about the year one to year two jump. What kind of jump have you seen from Mike Pinnell?
Mike Pinnell, I think he's in the middle of making that jump. Just look at his body. Just think of the maturity of his training from year one to year two. Obviously, a big jump. I think you're seeing the productivity. He had to miss a day or two, or was limited there with his injury. Did some really good things in New England. I think Mike, like a lot of young players, who he is and how, compared to how we play him, we can probably be a little more defined in that, because he's trying to play all three positions as far as the nose and a one, the three and a five, and so maybe cut that to two, where he can excel and just get better at that. So, but you really don't want to get into that too early, because obviously you're trying to let him have the opportunity to create as much value as he can to play all three positions.
Mike, your third running back, or your third halfback, I guess, didn't get a whole lot of offensive snaps last year. You just didn't need it because your guys stayed healthy. Can you think that way, though, projecting forward, or do you still have to put some value into that position, even though you didn't use it a lot last year?
I think that your third halfback, your third runner, is critical. I mean, you look at games in the past where that person wasn't available, it changes the whole direction of the football game. You know, Kansas City 2011. I mean, we had one healthy running back going into that game, and we only took two into the game. I mean, that was not good. So, the third running back is critical to your roster, and really his ability to play on special teams is obviously a dimension you got to have too, because that's the body type that should excel and will excel on special teams.
Didn't you say after that game you would never do that again? Like, didn't you say that you felt?
I said I'd hope I'd never do it again. I did it one other time.
Did it affected your play calling too, right? I mean,
it affected the game. I mean, they were coming off the edges like none other. We lost two linemen in the game, so Ryan was played hurt through the game, and we were down to John Kuhn. So,
Mike, is it still fun for you to go back to Pittsburgh, and is it less stressful in a preseason game? You don't have the stress of a regular season game. You can maybe enjoy more things.
Definitely, going back to Pittsburgh is always fun. I mean, it's no place like home, and that'll definitely be the case. Saturday, the few hours I'll be able to spend at home. I mean, my family lives 2 miles from downtown Pittsburgh, so you just catch the 56E if that still runs out of downtown Pittsburgh right there by the hotel we're staying. But yeah, it's fun. Definitely prefer to go there in the preseason, without a doubt. It's easier.
What are you going to do for fun while you're there? I know it's a business trip.
Well, business. I mean, everybody usually goes out to dinner. I'll go probably to my sisters now live across the street from each other. My parents are now getting ready to live across the street from them, so we'll probably go there and just watch all the nieces run around, So we have a lot of girls.
Will your immediate family make the trip or no?
No. George will. Youngest son will go.
Like, what are the benefits of having a special teams coordinator who has head coaching experience at the collegiate level?
It's a great benefit. Ron Zooks is an excellent benefit to our staff. His head coach experience is, something that definitely pays dividends time and time again, whether we're talking about scheduling, talking about player relationships, the fact that he's coordinating the special teams, which is takes a diverse personality that has to think like a head coach. He's more involved in the medical meetings because it affects his practice more than anybody's. It affects his depth chart more than anybody's. So yeah, it's a huge benefit having Ron Zook with especially with his head coach experience.
Like, first time you ever worked with him, what was kind of your first impression? Because I know we talked to a lot of the players. They mentioned his, kind of personality and the kind of energy that he kind of brings. What was kind of your feeling of?
Well, I first worked with Ron in 2000. It was his first coordinator experience in the NFL, and it was also mine. So it was a very competitive spring and training camp. And they think he had energy. He has energy now. You should have seen him then. So. Yeah, he's got great energy and he has just a great personality and spirit to him.
Did he have a little more voice back then?
It lasted a little longer. He got a little further through training camp with his voice back then, yes.
Two more, please.
Mike, you knew what you were doing when you said what you did about the inside linebackers about a week ago, right, when we asked you, and you said you'd like to see him make more plays. Because you don't generally, I don't want to say call out guys, but you challenged them a little bit publicly there.
Well, I think it was more, having press conferences after practice. That was obviously a heavy impression on me walking off the field and held true in the video. So, I mean, that's really all that was. And I don't believe in grading players or correcting players in public. That's not the way we work. But I think it was. I think I made an obvious statement.
But the reason I ask is because I think you got asked about it after the game. But how important is it to get, whether it's Jake or Nate or some of those guys going, for those times when Clay's not inside, just how important is it to have somebody next to Sam that you feel good about and a guy kind of step forward here in these next couple of weeks to be?
I mean, all those reps are so valuable. I mean, it's, you know, it's unfortunate Clay's going through what he's going through, but it's a great opportunity for the younger players. And, I mean, and we all know about the body type. When you're talking about the tight ends, the inside linebackers, you know, the outside linebackers to a point, and even the fullbacks, those guys, you know, you look at the amount of work that's done each day of practice. I mean, they're responsible on special teams, you know, alongside offensive defense. I mean, that's a lot of work. I mean, those guys, that's why those positions get stressed probably more than other positions. So that's why that body type is so important. Those reps are so valuable because, A, they know the vehicle to get on the team is through special teams, but now they're also getting live reps and quality reps as far as with the ones and the twos or earlier reps, I should say, because they're all quality reps. And, you know, and also it definitely teaches you got to have a discipline because, I mean, all younger players go through it. They figure, you know, they're starting to get more reps on offense, defense, special teams because less important. Bad mindset to have. That's not how it works. So all those things is part of the growing process, and it's good for younger players when they get those opportunities.
Clay hasn't had a setback, has he?
No. Yeah, I think he's going to try to practice today. He's on a program that they're going through.